Another point you make in the article, James, around quality assurance is that it will be more private sector driven. So do you see more actors in this space? I mean, in all countries, governments, as I said, play a significant role, and most quality assurance bodies are embedded in government, even though they have a certain level of independence. So we're going to see new types of organizations, new kinds of practices. They're going to come out of the private sector or civil society. Is that your thinking?
So I need to answer on two levels. I think the availability of learning through whatever means is going to proliferate. And there's probably, as you point out, going to be a strong kind of unregulated private sector voice coming through. We already see it. The second question, which I think is more interesting, Judith, is how about the growth of independent private quality assurance agencies that are not linked to governments? Now, that's a controversial topic, and it's one we can probably talk about for a long time. But we're seeing the rise of these kind of bodies, particularly when it comes to data at the moment. So you see bodies that are looking at data, but in particular looking at the verification of the authenticity of credentials. And you're seeing a kind of privatized kind of trend in this direction, which is quite interesting because to some extent, one might argue they're trying to kind of wrestle it away from the governments and in the more conventional bureaucratic countries. On the other hand, it might just be organic growth and maybe it's okay. But I think there's definitely a move there, both in the offerings that are available and in the quality assurance, that there's a move away from governments. And countries like France, for example, they're going to struggle to buy into this kind of stuff, having a very strong legacy and history of government involvement and pretty much anything that is authentic and quality assured. So I think we've got a long way to go in this discussion, but we're definitely seeing a move towards these new types of organizations growing, both in provisioning and, I would argue, even in the kind of verification and authenticity of the learning.